Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour supersonic soul train line. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Albuquerque to Alabama, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the
air. They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Got a good show coming up for you this morning. It's a Tuesday, which means it's a Trash Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Got that coming your way later on this hour. If you have trashings to carry out, you can do so. We'll do that around 40 minutes past the hour. Also, in the second hour of the show this morning, our friend Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he's been covering the Ezekiel Elliott proceedings. Looks like Zeke is going to appeal the 6-game suspension. We'll get the latest from Big D, how this affects the Dallas Cowboys, how this affects Ezekiel Elliott, and how interesting that suddenly Jerry Jones isn't speaking. Huh. All it takes is one of your players to be accused of domestic violence and then suspended for it. And then finally, that's what shuts Jerry up. So I think now we have the formula. If we want Jerry Jones to please shut up, just have one of his star players be accused of domestic violence, him embarrassingly say there's no evidence, there's nothing here, then get suspended. Then finally, Jerry will either be fuming in fury and not want to say anything or be colluding behind the scenes with his fellow owners trying to topple Roger Goodell, or is totally embarrassed. Either way, it's a win for all of us.
I am a smart Cowboy fan. I know about football.
It's not Jerry Jones.
And a very special edition of the DA show this morning. And I highly encourage you to be watching this morning's show by going to watchda.com. Today is moving day here at CBS Sports Radio. You may have heard Gio and Jones discussing this. We have touched on this as well. Maybe other shows have. And that is, they are moving us out of our existing newsroom, the CBS Sports Radio newsroom, into a new newsroom. By doing so, we have to take out all of our stuff from our cubicles, personal belongings from our desks and our cubes, to move into the new one. This will be happening over the course of today, so there is no time. We have to get it done now. And so we here on the DA show, as you might imagine, an eclectic group, and we are an eclectic bunch of collectors on an eclectic show. It's kind of like one of those pick it or stick it shows or American Pickers. Like, we just have weird garage sale stuff from 5 years doing this show in our cubes, at our desks, in our newsroom. So today, every segment, at the end of the segment, I will ask whether we should keep it or whether we should toss it, okay? Every segment, at the end of the segment, I will present to you another bizarre, eclectic thing that we have collected throughout our 5 years here at CBS Sports Radio. So I think the best idea is to watch the show. That way you can see all of them. And so you can go to watchda.com on your laptop, on your desktop at work, or on your phone. or on your tablet. It's mobile friendly, and you'll get to see all these pieces that we discuss. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and on Twitter, DA on CBS. Let's start with that Zeke appeal. Again, six-game suspension came down on Friday. We've obviously discussed this both on Friday and then on yesterday's show, and we discussed this, I'm sure, many more times as well. I know many more times before that. What's interesting about this is that it unfortunately brings a very uncomfortable reality into sports. Most of us use sports as an escape from events like Charlottesville. That can be really depressing. I mean, we're talking about neo-Nazis in America in 2017. Hundreds of thousands of our American soldiers died to wipe out Nazism, and then suddenly on our shores a couple of decades later, we've got them again, and we've got to debate whether or not they're okay or not. I mean, this does not feel like a problem that needs solving now. It was solved a long time ago. So people come to sports for an escape from all of that. But domestic violence thrusts us back into this harsh reality of real life. There are fans, and I'm sure there are Cowboys fans, that want to believe this is just another player doing a bad thing, but if you can't convict him in a court of law, how can you convict him within the NFL? Why should they have that power? And here's the reason, whether you like it or not. If we want to believe that the NFL has the right to tell Colin Kaepernick, you don't have a job here because you're bad for business, they have the right to tell Ezekiel Elliott, you're also bad for business. They have the right to tell these players domestic violence is bad for business. And so the NFL is going to overreach and say, we're not going to wait for the police departments or the law enforcement or the courts to make decisions on these things. We need to be proactive. Because Ray Rice didn't get arrested. Ray Rice, well, did get arrested, but didn't get charged and wasn't found guilty. What happened? Well, the video surfaced. Evidence surfaced. And the whole world melted down. And so the NFL wants to avoid something like that because they have already dug their hole. Now, they've already been bad enough at this. So that is why they have to overreach now. But if you feel like it's okay for Colin Kaepernick not to have a job because he's bad for business, you've got to feel okay with the NFL then telling Ezekiel Elliott, yeah, you're suspended, and this is a flare gun for everybody else in the league. Hey, stop hitting women. That's bad for our business as well. So I don't mind it. Overreach to make sure these schmucks aren't doing this. And when Ezekiel Elliott is going to appeal this, his process will be trying to discredit this woman. This woman has given, sounds like, two different versions of the story. Zeke has text messages that say she threatened to ruin his career. And that will also lead to the next uncomfortable truth. Fans of Ezekiel Elliott, some Cowboys fans, some just fans of Ezekiel, are going to say, see, another money-grubbing woman. And that part of this is what bothers me. Because what that is not an interpretation of the facts. That's not an interpretation of history. All that is you wanting to believe the guy because you like the guy and not wanting to believe the woman because you don't know the woman. And this is going to be uncomfortable again because what you're going to hear or see on social media is either fans or media or others defending Zeke because they don't know the chick, but they know him. And they're going to root for him because it's easier to root for a guy that you know or a person that you know instead of a person that you don't know. And that's going to be another realm of this being uncomfortable It's where we begin at your cold open.
At the end of the day, you know, we certainly support Zeke. At the same time, we understand the very, very, very serious nature of domestic violence, and certainly that people should be held accountable if that takes place.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That's Stephen Jones and our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. So what Zeke and his people are going to take to the NFL as part of an appeal is trying to discredit the accuser. See, she had it out for me. And some of these texts include, quote, "You don't want me out with you tonight? I'm going to ruin your life. It's the worst decision you've made in your life. I'm going to ruin your life now. You're messing with the wrong B. You better be smarter than that. You're being a dumb man. Quote, your career is over." These are the types of threats that they're going to cite and say, see, she had it out for Zeke. But all of this happened and transpired after the alleged domestic violence. So what you're going to have is people glom on to these quotes and say, see, she just wanted to take down an athlete and get rich doing so. Instead of saying, well, if I got beaten up three times over the course of a week, like the NFL is suggesting, maybe I would lash out emotionally as well. People will say, well, why didn't she just leave him? Why would she want to go to a birthday party with him? See, she put herself in a bad position. But again, this all happened after the alleged violence, which would suggest that doesn't matter what she wanted to do afterwards, he still hit her, allegedly. This is going to get really murky and really muddy because people are going to want to vote for, essentially, the player. The player helps their fantasy team or helps their real team, where that's their favorite player or whatever. And that's where this always goes awry. And I always think of how weird it is that fans, specifically male fans, drop back to that default. See, she's just looking for cash. She's just looking for cash. When how many incidents do we have to have of professional athletes committing domestic violence and default to that and say, yeah, this happens a lot. Maybe we should default to, yeah, it happened again here. Let's assume it happened here instead of assuming it didn't happen and she just wants cash. It happened with Ray Rice. It happened with Greg Hardy. It happened with Josh Brown. It happened with Ray McDonald. I mean, how many times do we need to see it happen before that becomes the default? No, it continually is. The woman has to prove she's not a money grubber. I think that's just totally bunk. And this is going to get ugly and unfortunate because you wish football could just be football. But in today's day and age, it's not. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll see if this ends up getting heard over the next 10 days, which is presumably when it's going to happen, so that there is some type of assessment on Zeke's suspension before we have the preseason over, obviously, and then we have to see where it goes after that, and if the Cowboys and Zeke want to fight this the entire season, kind of like Tom Brady did a year ago or year and a half ago with his suspension. Okay, so today is move-out day. For all of our cubes in our newsroom, it's time to dust off some of the stuff that we have collected in our desks.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
Okay, so we're going to play keep it or dump it. Can you play that sounder for me one more time here?
Keep it or dump it, bro.
Okay, we are going to play keep it or dump it, bro. Now, Mraz, you might remember this from Mid-Major Mothership 2013. This is our first year here at CBS Sports Radio, and this was when we were doing overnights. And we had Detroit University join us here on the show, the coach of Detroit University. And they were so pleased that we gave them national love. They were so thankful. They sent us a bunch of goodies. So they sent us one of their jerseys. I'm holding this up right now at watchda.com. You remember this? They sent us these jerseys, me, you, and Kenny Brock?
That was great. If I remember correctly, wasn't the coach the father of a player who's pretty good now in the NBA?
I believe that was Ray McCollum, if I'm not
right,
mistaken.
Right, so CJ McCollum.
I think it was Ray McCollum. So how about this? This is a cool jersey. I also, from that year, for some reason, have the holly on it. Okay.
So we never took down the Christmas decoration.
Exactly right. So this was a jersey that they sent me. And then also they had just ripped up their floor in summer of 2011. And they sent me official floor piece from historic Callahan Hall, home of the Detroit Titans. And this was Coach Roy McCollum, or Ray McCollum, Go Titans 2013.
Are you kidding me?
That's pretty cool.
So this is an actual piece of the basketball floor.
You got to keep it. That can't be a dump it.
So keep it or dump it, bro. What do you guys think?
Keep it or dump it, bro.
I'm going to go with keep it, bro. I mean, that's historic hardwood there.
Okay, keep this, and then what do you think about the replica jersey with the holly on it?
You find the smallest guy in the newsroom, and you say, here's your summer tank.
Okay.
I think you dump the jersey, keep the hardwood.
Keep the hardwood, dump the jersey.
That's where I would go.
Okay. I agree. That's what we're going to do. Keep the hardwood, dump the jersey on an unsuspecting employee around here.
Oh, if only Jolton Joel D'Aloisio was here, it'd fit him perfectly.
Mike Santer could probably fit into this. Producer Tiki and Tierney, he's like 5'1".
He'd be swimming in that.
Yeah.
Be pajamas.
It's he's too short for it, but he's definitely wide enough for it. Okay, when we come back here on the show. When we come back here on the show, is Odell Beckham guaranteeing a Super Bowl and more keep it or dump it, bro? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Love you bringing the knowledge to the city, but it's a little cornbread over there.
They're afraid to be great. They're afraid to be great, man. See, I can just let loose here.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Never afraid to be great. It's the Da here on CBS Sports Radio.
That's a very good name.
Summer heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people will help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We'll play another round of Keep It or Dump It, Bro, coming up here toward the end of this segment, to the end of every segment. So you should watch at watchda.com. Got another couple of items to sift through. But we start this segment with Odell Beckham, who may or may not have guaranteed a Super Bowl this year.
That's all I care about. Honestly, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 in here. I don't know where they put the fifth one, but they're going to have to make room because we need it. And, you know, we got guys, Brandon coming in, Shep, we're trying to win games.
All right, so he was talking about the banners. That's all I care about. Honestly, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 in here. I don't know where they're going to put the fifth one, but they're going to have to make room because we need it. Not a guarantee. Not a guarantee. Odell Beckham is one of the big superstars in the league. Everything he does is cut up and discussed to the nth degree. And so Odell Beckham draws more scrutiny than most players in the NFL. But that is not a Super Bowl guarantee. Are the Giants good enough to win a Super Bowl this year? I don't think so. I think they could be very good. I think from a personnel standpoint, now that Ezekiel Elliott could be done for a month or a month and a half of the season, the Giants, top to bottom, are the most talented team in that division. I would specifically say this also because they have more playmakers on defense than the Cowboys do, certainly. So the Giants could win that division, probably should win that division, and might be able to make a run. I wonder if they're good enough even saying that, though, to be able to go on the road, win some big playoff games. But you know what? They've done that in the past in 07 and 11, so who's to say they couldn't do it again? But that is not a Super Bowl guarantee. Giants should be very good this year, but that is not a Super Bowl guarantee. Saying that, hey, we want to get our own banner, we need to make room for another one around here, that's just talking about the want to win. That's being optimistic, but that is far from a Super Bowl guarantee. What is amazing is that Odell Beckham, unlike any other player I can remember since Barry Sanders in the NFL, does things where you go, oh my God, I've never seen that before, and you do it consistently. I mean, really watching Barry Sanders on a weekly basis was one of the great joys in sports history because he always was doing something. He said, I've never seen that. I've never seen a guy hop like that, side to side, and then break the ankles of a defensive lineman or a linebacker, then cut up field for a 20-yard run. I've never seen a guy bury his nose into the line and then back up and run around them to go 80 yards for a touchdown. I've never seen a guy dart right, dart left, dart right, and then dart left again and find the seam to go up the crease and to pick up the 12 yards. I've never seen it. Hell, even his runs for losses were interesting. Barry Sanders had some of the most amazing five-yard losses in NFL history. No, I take that back. He had the most amazing five-yard losses in NFL history. I would imagine this is what it was like watching Gale Sayers. That was, of course, before my time. But guys in NFL history that you know as you're watching them are doing something that you've never seen before. Now, I will say for Odell, he does a lot of these things in practice. He makes a spectacular catches of the game. But what he does in practice, you're going, I've never seen that before. I've never seen, I mean, the clip from yesterday is mind-boggling. He is one-on-one on the near sideline, okay? Is that against Janoris Jenkins yesterday?
Yes, it was against Janoris Jenkins.
Okay, and that is the Giants' best cover corner. It's somewhere around the red zone. So let's say they run the play from the 20-yard line. He's got single coverage near sideline. Eli's looking at him the entire way. It's tight coverage. They're right on one another, right at the goal line. At that point, Eli throws it up, and it's on the inside of Odell's body. But it's behind Janoris Jenkins. Odell jumps around Jenkins. He jumps up and to the right of Jenkins. The ball is coming down right around Jenkins' left ankle. And Odell catches the front or the back end of the football with one hand. He goes up with his right hand and catches the back end of the football as it's angling towards Jenkins' ankle. I mean, it was like the Matrix. It was like, that does not make sense from a physics standpoint. I've never seen a guy routinely do this, where you just gasp and go, that has never been done before. Now, tackiness on gloves is a help these days. Tackiness on the ball is a help these days. It's a much more tackier ball than it was 30 or 40 years ago. Gloves and technology much better. But the guy's hands are unreal, absolutely unreal. And Odell Beckham brings upon a lot of criticism, understandably so. But if people make a big deal out of this, like he's guaranteeing a Super Bowl, this is how arrogant he is, that's not a guarantee. Let's get real. 855-212-4CBS. Another round of pick it or stick it, bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
We are cleaning out our newsroom. And so we've now got a pile that is going on at this open desk right here next to us. The keep it pile is on the left. The dump it pile is on the right. And now a couple of new items. Mraz, here is Peanuts Good Grief Cafe Hot Chocolate. It is blue. This was a gift from one of our listeners for Christmas, okay, that they sent us.
It was in a big gift package, if you will, and all the other stuff went, and I think this has been sitting here for 2 years.
Yeah, it could have been. And so I always wanted to try it, like it would be a pretty cool taste test, but we can't try this in August, or maybe we can. Do we keep blue peanuts hot chocolate? Blue hot chocolate sounds disgusting.
It sounded disgusting 2 years ago, and I would imagine if it didn't go bad, it probably should have gone bad.
Well, does sealed hot chocolate go bad?
If it doesn't,
it's powdered. It's powdered hot chocolate.
Yes, but again, if it doesn't, it should, and there's something in there making it blue and not regular hot chocolate. I would say it's not good for the insides of any of us, and we should probably dump it.
It looks like it's got great ingredients in it. Sugar, non-fat dry milk, creamer, whey, maltodextrin, natural artificial flavor, guar gum, beet powder, FDC blue number one, FDC red number three. I think that's good for you.
I think it's terrible and we should dump it immediately.
Should we dump this? Are we dumping this? Okay, let's dump the blue.
I keep it for show effect, though, and try it.
You say we should try it.
Yeah.
I think you save the can. I kind of like the can. A little Charlie Brown on the front.
Okay, so we want it. So we have two votes to keep this.
Well, keep the can. I mean, you're the kind of guy that ends up on Hoarders, Heller. Why would you keep that can?
It's a Charlie Brown. It's a collector's item.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dumping this. I don't want this. If you guys want this, I'm dumping the blue hot chocolate. Now, a PBR, professional bull riding cowbell.
You know what? I think we have a use for that. I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah,
I think we keep it, and anytime we do an eating challenge or try something, we ring it like the dinner bell.
Oh! Very good idea.
Like, it's time to eat. Okay. Ring-a-ding-a-ling-ling.
Okay. All right. I like that idea. All right. So we're keeping the PBR cowbell. We are dumping the peanuts blue hot chocolate.
I think that's a successful moment.
Okay. Keep it or dump it, bro. It's what we're playing at the end of every segment.
Keep it or dump it, bro.
And you can... You can play along with us by watching the feed at watchda.com, and we'll keep doing this. We'll do another round coming up at the end of next segment. Also, it's a Trash Tuesday, bro. That's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
She said every time she felt like eating something bad, she would sniff the kitty litter box, and that's how she lost like 30 pounds.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Only here can you get dietary tips like that.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Remember, you can always listen to us on the live stream on your phone. So if your local affiliate doesn't have us, or maybe you're outside of your normal listening area, download the CBS Sports app, or the TuneIn app, or the radio.com app. I was just working in the newsroom looking for our next set of items to play, Keep It or Dump It, Bro. And as we were getting close to having to come back from break, I had to dart out of the newsroom. I ran smack dab into two sales guys as they were turning the corner. They're like, oh, whoa! And I smacked right into them. I'm like, sorry, man, sorry.
And you said Barry Sanders did amazing things.
Exactly right. And luckily, the Body Bilotti saw that, and I know that you took great glee in that because you like when people bowl over those salespeople.
Oh, yeah, they don't do anything anyway.
Jeez.
What's amazing about Keep It or Dump It, Bro, is that we were hoping to get Joe Beningo from WFAN in New York, who has this really identifiable, thick New York accent, to do our liners, Keep It or Dump It, Bro. But Joe was in a meeting with our big boss, and so we didn't have time to get it. And so we had Giannotti, Gio from Gio and Jones, do a Beningo impersonation. And frankly, his impersonation is better than Joe's actual voice.
Are you kidding me?
He does he does Joe better than Joe does Joe.
Joe Beningo here.
It is. It's uncanny. It's unbelievable.
So he's the voice of Keep It or Dump It, Bro. All right.
Keep It or Dump It, Bro.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. They should have never allowed us to have the digital stream, the video stream, the simulcast, because now we have totally hijacked it and made it ridiculous. We now have an entire camera trained right on the piles of garbage that we're either keeping or dumping.
And I love how you separated them to a keep it side and a dump it side.
Yeah, so this is an entire camera's trained to this, which we've got going on at watchda.com. And the Body Bilotti insists that we can dump the University of Detroit jersey, but not the Holly Garland that was on, the plastic Holly Garland. He wants to keep that.
What, for Christmas time, we can't go to Dollar Tree and get some new decorations?
Ask Pilati, why? Why do you want to keep that?
Holiday season, we have to have our own vintage items.
Vintage items. Okay, hey, I'll take that. I mean, you know, whatever we can do to make sure that it's real festive around here.
The Body.
Yeah. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. It is time for a Trash Tuesday.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
I gotta trash my beloved New York Yankees once again.
Okay,
so last year I trashed them because they had blinking strobe lights after home runs, and they had a Star Wars night, and I don't know what the heck could happen to the Yankees. Now, next weekend, they're wearing names on the back of their jerseys. They got Star Wars night again. But forget all that for a second. Last night, a big night in New York City. The Subway Series, always festive around here. And it's supposed to feel big. It's supposed to feel important, whether you like Interleague or not.
Right.
So what happens when we hit the seventh inning stretch last night? We're ready for God Bless America, full packed house. And they play a recording of Kate Smith that they would play on a Wednesday night versus the Twins. It's a big freaking game. The Mets are in there for two nights. You got Met fans, Yankee fans. Everybody's arguing. Can you stop being cheap and pay somebody to come out and sing God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch instead of hitting play on a recording from 1943? Are we freaking kidding? You could do this. How many you get? You got 82 home games? You play the recording 50 times. When the Red Sox and Mets are in town, let's get somebody up behind a microphone and sing God Bless America. I think it was an absolute disgrace and cheap, and the Yankees just keep looking like a disgrace off the field.
You've been trashed.
You don't think they did this on purpose for, like, the feel of vintage New York?
No. Because if they did it like that, then they would have singers all the time, and then vintage New York, they would play a Kate. And I think Kate Smith's Philly, by the way. I don't even think that's New York City. But regardless, I've seen it versus Tampa Bay. I've seen it versus Baltimore. It's the Mets. It's the Yankees. It's the Subway Series. It's supposed to feel important. Make it feel like a bigger event. I need people singing the national anthem and people singing God Bless America. I don't need to hit the play button on a record from years ago.
Why do you think that the Yankees have suddenly gone cheap? I mean, this is an organization that always spent to the limit to be the class organization.
It's the old, if George was still alive, they'd be spending money. The Suns have gotten cheaper. And let's be frank, if they didn't have all these young stars like Sanchez, Judge, and all these guys that they don't have to pay right now, what would the team really look like? Because they bought out A-Rod. They're still paying Ellsbury. It's like, forget, we can't go over any kind of threshold, but forget the salary now that would have some kind of tax. We're even going to get cheap with the off-the-field stuff and the off-the-field props. But don't worry, we'll roll out names on the back of jerseys to get you to buy more stuff and spend more money and put more revenue into it. But heaven forbid we do something real and good, like have somebody sing God Bless America.
Taking out the trash.
So you think this is just strictly that the Suns are cheapskates?
They're cheapskates. They're trying to pocket everything they can. The money is no longer going back into the state, back into the team, or back into the stadium. They're making more money than ever, but where is that money going? To Jacoby Ellsbury to sit on the bench? Great. We could have seven Jacoby Ellsbury's in the 90s.
I don't like the idea of the Yankees having those dopey nicknames on the back of their jerseys.
No. They should be the one team, like, perfect example, New York Giants. Stick with tradition. John Mara went to the league and said, we're not doing color rush. Came up with a cool way to do throwbacks. Where were the Steinbrenners in turning to the league and going, we're not doing the names on the back of this jersey for player weekend. We'll come up with another cool way. Maybe give the players a way to wear cleats like the NFL players do or something. We have to stick with tradition. But no, we just throw tradition out the window. It's ridiculous.
You're so trashy.
Pete the Body Bilotti, who are you trashing?
I am trashing the singer Sean Paul. I am so sick of hearing him on the radio, everywhere. Now, in the beginning, when he was interjecting in some other songs and some songs and adding his voice, you didn't understand him, but it sounded pretty cool. Now it sounds annoying. It's on every song that's heading down the charts, they have to add Sean Paul. Get him off. I don't want to hear him on the radio anymore. Enough of Sean Paul.
You're so trashy.
So you feel like Sean Paul's now watered down, that he's in too much stuff?
Oh, yeah. I heard it this morning. I'm like, why does this song need Sean Paul? Do we need a remix of this song?
Okay, so you're saying that songs are utilizing Sean Paul too much, not that Sean Paul's putting out too much of his own music.
Right, right. But he says the same stuff you don't understand. I can't understand half the stuff he's saying. You know, like More Than Diamonds, More Than Gold, whatever that is on that song. Come on. Get rid of him.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
What? I don't think I've heard Sean Paul in a song in 5 years. And what was the lyric you just said?
I can't say it again. It's only one time.
The last thing I heard from Sean Paul was Give Me the Light.
I don't think anybody is so offended by Sean Paul as you are, the Body Bilotti.
Well, when you hear it at 3 o'clock in the morning on a song you really don't want to hear anyway, I mean, come on.
Okay, wow. I did not see that coming. I did not see Sean Paul getting trashed here.
Jeez, he's trashing Sean Paul. He could flip over the dial and listen to Amy Lawrence a little after hours. Why don't you just do that?
Must be Trash Tuesday.
I am trashing the people that can sneeze softer but don't sneeze softer. What is it about needing to go full throat DEFCON 4 sneeze? I'm walking down the street the other day, and there's this fat dude. Sorry, Mraz, but he was.
Come on.
And I don't know if that had anything to do with how loud his sneeze was, but he walks out of a deli, and he's like, "Achoo!" And I'm like, boy, that seemed a little aggressive, but okay. And then he walks three more steps. He's like, "Achoo!" And I'm like, all right, man, that's been two. Let's just chill out now. Then he's like, two. And I'm like, now this is comical. And I start laughing. I'm like 5 feet away from this guy laughing. Like, what is going on over there? And then he does it again. Like, two. I'm like, what am I watching? A Dr. Seuss cartoon? What is this? What is going on here? And it just, it seemed to me that he could definitely tone it down a little bit, but he was just, I guess because he was outside of the street, he felt like he could really let it loose. I don't know if it had anything to do with his weight, but some, haven't you ever seen any of these sneezers that just, they just cut loose as though they're screaming in a movie theater? Like, why do you need to be so loud and obnoxious about this?
Every once in a while, I have a sneeze like that. Anthony Pierno, our tape op, went nuts on me about 3 weeks ago about it. Started screaming at me, you're ridiculous, there's no need for you to do it, you disgust me. He snapped on me in the newsroom for it, and all I was doing was sneezing. I guess it's the theatrics of it. I don't even realize I'm doing it.
I guess, but you also have a smelly sneeze. You have said that your sneezes smell.
It's like my body's rotting.
Kind of like...
Someone just got trashed.
Your sneezes smell like your body is rotting from the inside, which it might be.
It's a smelly sneeze, and I could always never tell when I was a kid, am I just clearing my nasal passages and I stink, or is it the sneeze that stinks? And we've done a lot of studies over the years with friends. I have a lot of smelly sneezes. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe it's I need some root canal in the back of my throat that's turning up.
Oh.
Something's rotten back there.
A lot of studies with friends. I'd love to hear that story in more detail.
Yeah, Mraz doing the scientific method with his buddies around the block party. Hey, guys, all right, I'm going to sneeze. Smell my hand.
It's not just the hand. The whole room will stink after a sneeze.
Oh, I just, if you're a really theatrical sneezer, can you just tone it down a little bit, please? Especially if you're in public. If you're in private, fine. But if you're at work or in public, just can you just tone it down a little bit? Brad Heller, dessert coordinator, who are you trashing?
I'm trashing every airline that you've ever booked a flight with.
Everyone ever.
Every single one.
Someone just got trashed.
Because I'm doing more booking flights than I have in the past, weddings, things of that nature. And it just literally, all you're getting now for your price of your ticket is just to walk onto the flight.
That's right.
You literally have to pay. If you want to pick your seat, you got to pay. Yeah. If you want to put a bag above your head, you got to pay.
Right.
I think some airlines charge you if you want a vomit bag, you got to pay a little extra.
Yeah. Window seat, aisle seat, leg room.
It's one thing for leg room or first class or preferred seating, I get it. But like to just pick your seat, I mean, you're going to stick me in the middle by the bathroom? Like, can I at least maybe sit two rows in front of the bathroom?
That'll cost you.
$25. Boom.
That'll cost you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a window seat? Boom, that'll cost you. You want more bags? That'll cost you. You want a bag above your head? That'll cost you.
If you want to be in the second 100 to get on the plane instead of the last 100, that's going to cost you also.
Yeah.
I can't even, now I realize why I never fly, because I can't stand dealing with all the fees.
Oh, they'll nickel and dime you.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
All the fees.
All the fees, baby. So hit us up on Twitter if you want to do some trashings, DA on CBS. Or hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Mike tweets, DA, I'm trashing myself for predicting a Rafael Montero victory last night of the Subway Series. I stand by my prediction, though, of 3-1 series victory for the Mets, you got to believe.
Trashing is fun.
They would need to take the next three. I'll be out at Yankee Stadium tonight and then out at Citi Field on Thursday, so I'm sure it's going to be a good time. It's always a fun atmosphere, but a little bit less on the line these days because the Mets have been so bad this season. It's time for the next round of Keep It or Dump It, Bro.
Keep It or Dump It, Bro.
All right, so we start with a bobblehead, a Bill Haas golfer bobblehead. Okay, Bill Haas.
Who?
Now, Heller, you've just hosted the PGA Championship over the weekend. Did you have to do a lot of Bill Haas analysis?
No, very little Bill Haas analysis. Oh, that bobblehead doll. I mean, that's kind of nice. The Titleist hat, that's kind of nice.
This is not Bill Moss, former defensive lineman of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Bill Haas, golfer.
You really got the head shaking there.
It doesn't stop. I mean, he's excited. Bill Haas is excited. We're talking about him on the radio.
Yeah. But here's the problem.
This is from the FedEx Cup.
With all the other items we've done in Keep It or Dump It, Bro, we knew where they came from. Where the heck did we get a Bill Haas bobblehead from?
I don't know. This is from the FedEx Cup from 2 years ago, so they must have just sent us a bunch of stuff to promote the FedEx Cup.
What the heck's the FedEx Cup? What are we doing here with this?
The FedEx Cup is a pretty big event in golfing. But anyway, okay. So I'm saying dump the Bill Haas bobblehead.
You know what? I think bobblehead collections are cool. So although we don't have it, I say we keep it with
an eye. Yeah, but it's Bill Haas.
But those are cooler. Everybody's got a Ken Griffey Jr. bobblehead. Who's got the Bill Haas?
Fair point. And now it brings us to the Ryan Howard big head.
Are you kidding me?
You can watch this at watchda.com.
On PTI?
This is, I went to Ryan Howard's final game at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, and this is what they were giving out, a big head cutout that you can kind of hold in front of you from Ryan Howard. Do we keep it or dump it, bro?
That's a big keep.
That's a big keep?
You have to. He hasn't smiled in like 5 years.
That's right.
That's when you have to keep. That's why you have to keep it.
Caught in a rare moment of joy, Ryan Howard smiling. Okay, the Ryan Howard giant head we're going to keep. When we come back, more keep it or dump it, bro. And Jermichael Finley says Kaepernick is being selfish. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.